M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? For most of us, it'll be bad. Yep. Rain, thunder, more wintry weather setting up with the next slow-moving system crossing the country. In fact, it's easier to tell you where there will be no problems. Florida, Central Plains, most of the West Coast. Now for the rest of us poor souls, tomorrow will be icy from New York City northward, accumulating snow for New England that will wreck the morning commute. Then it's all rain from PA to TX, in fact, past Texas, back to the desert southwest, and some damaging thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast. So the Carolina-Georgia coast will be dry and warm. No worries across Florida, Kansas, northward to Canada, and most of the Great Lakes, no problems there either. And then Northern California to Vancouver will be fine. Actually, there's no extreme cold to worry about either. Just pack your rain gear, and if this works out, most of us, while we say goodbye to the sun, will say hello, sunshine, by next Friday. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
If you've ever looked at an elementary school assistant teacher and thought, I don't know, maybe cocaine or heroin, why not both? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Cheese-eating surrender monkeys on Oak Island. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, well, it's Oscar night, the Academy Awards tonight. Our usual edition announcer, Randy Thomas, is working the Oscars. She is the voice of the Oscars. It is an honor to let her have a sabbatical day, to let her have a day off to be the voice of the Oscars. I know that the most popular thing you're going to hear tomorrow morning on the big morning shows, are going to play clips of popular movies. The problem is nobody knows any of the movies that were shown tonight. There isn't one Marvel film. There isn't Frozen. Frozen isn't up for Best Picture. Those are the only two movies we know. We know Marvel movies and Frozen. That's it. Toy Story won Best Animated. Why wasn't it up for Best Picture? That's a movie I understand. Let me share with you the scene from one of the best movies ever made. Tied as a drum.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
All right, my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You know what's the most amazing thing about this show? Truly astonishing? It's live. Yes, we're live, coast to coast. Nobody delays this, to the best of my knowledge. It's a live radio show. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win and guess the mystery voice.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all-girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Now, we'll be featuring epic scenes from the greatest movies ever made. And we'll be talking to some of the biggest stars in the history of Hollywood. Out of context. You know what's the weirdest interview question ever? I'll tell you, it's the weirdest interview question. Perhaps when you call in, you can answer this question too. Here's this weird interview question. If you could go back and talk to your younger self, what would you tell your younger self? What advice would you have for your younger self? The advice I'd have for my younger self would be go for the bra sooner. Yes, of course, if she says no or I'm not interested, you respect that. But in retrospect, I believe I could have gone for the bra sooner. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Also tonight, when you call in, I'm going to ask you, what are you wearing on the red carpet? Who did your outfit? Who does your hair? Because you and I are also in show business. We are in show business. And therefore, I'm sure people would want to know what I'm wearing. For example, what I'm wearing right now is a Vineyard Vines shirt that I think might be a vintage Vineyard Vines shirt that I got for $8 at Goodwill. Therefore, it seems to have, the buttons are seriously out of alignment. But, hey, you know, it's Vineyard Vines, no sweat. And Brooks Brothers pants that I think I borrowed from my father many years ago. No shoes because I'm in my laundry room. And who did my hair? You want to know who does my hair? It's incredible. There's this Russian guy. And for $18, he gives me the best haircut I've ever had in my life. There was a time in my life I earned a lot of money. Not rich, but a lot of money. And I wasted money on expensive three-digit haircuts that did never looked as good as this. So for $18, I got my Russian guy. And the best thing about the Russian guy is he has the television on, and it always is showing Russian television. Where the heck he gets Russian television, I don't know, because I can never even find Fox. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you what Brad Pitt and I have in common. I think you'll be astonished. It's 13 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. You and I are not meant to use a laptop. Doesn't that sound crazy? But the angle that we use a laptop, that's tough on our thumbs. And then our feet, they're not supposed to be in crummy shoes all day or sandals all day. They're supposed to have good support shoes. The result is that often my thumbs hurt, my feet hurt, and I went online to look for a solution to the pain. And I learned about CBD products, which are products made from the hemp plant. CBD products. And I bought some from a company called CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. And I bought this, and I put it on my thumbs. I put a salve on my thumbs and my feet. And I was amazed. It did not take away the pain. The CBD products, they didn't take away the pain in a week or a day or a month. They took the pain away instantly. Instantly, the pain went away. And I said to our sales weasels, who are usually useless, I said, could we please get CBD Distillery as a advertiser, CBDistillery.com, as an advertiser, so I could talk about it with you. And they did. That never happened. So two miracles took place. The pain went away from my thumbs and my feet. And the sales department did something. CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. If you put in Walter in the promo code line, and you get a discount of 20%. Now, I want you to have the 20%, but I also get credit for you hearing this message if you put Walter in the promo code line, and that's how my kids go to college. CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. Products from the hemp plant that remove your pain. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Valentine's Day is the World Series of Romance, and that husband of yours, your lover, had better perform, had better deliver to you exactly what you want for Valentine's Day. Yeah, a diamond, but also a solid, dependable boner. And he can get that with a little blue pill, which is now a generic medicine, which is affordable and dependable. The best place to get the little blue pill is at forhims.com, forhims.com. ForHims.com is a company dedicated to making great products for guys, but the specialty is the little blue pill, which will be delivered to your home, to your office, in a discreet package, anywhere you want it. go to forhims.com/Walter. They will put your lover in touch with a real doctor who will determine if the medication is right for him. Go to the website, get all of the information, find out about the risk factors at forhims.com/Walter for 20% off. forhims.com/Walter. Because I know you're driving an 18-wheeler. You may be driving home from the weekend. And if you're like James Kardashian, you're driving an Uber. And all Uber drivers are midnight misfits. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you exactly what I have in common with Brad Pitt.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we go to Orlando, Florida. 28-year-old Florida man doesn't get along with his boss too well. And at work, they often argue about politics. It is suspected politics are one of the driving motivations here when the anti-Trump Florida man stabs his pro-Trump Florida boss to death and then drapes an American flag over him. At your office, think right now, has anyone ever gotten into an argument over anything political? Okay, now, did anyone end up stabbing the other dude to death and then draping an American flag over them? I don't know if I can keep doing Florida stories. There has to be a negative impact. And, you know, garbage in, garbage out. This much crazy stuff I have to put in my head every week for you. I think it's getting to me. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Newport Richey, where at an elementary school, a teaching assistant has some extracurricular activities that got her in trouble. 20-year-old Florida woman invites a 17-year-old and 18-year-old boy to her apartment, and they make a trade. I'll share some of my heroin with you if you share some of your cocaine with me and give me $50. Everything was going great until one of the kids ODs, and now all of a sudden, she can't be an elementary assistant anymore. You know, I got kids in elementary school, and I look at some of those teacher's assistants. I'm like, maybe. I'm kidding. They're angels. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Fort Walton Beach, where a 15-year-old middle school Florida boy had to dance. He's in the cafeteria, though. That's the problem in the middle of the school day. And I don't know what the circumstance was. The story's kind of light over here. But apparently some 15-year-old kid had to dance. And then you're doing the math. You're like, wait a second. You're 15. You're still in middle school. And you're dancing on the table in the cafeteria. And the cops have to come pull you off. And you get arrested for dancing on the table in middle school at age 15. I don't think this kid has a bright future. I'm not saying, like, I know who's going to cure cancer. I just know this guy's not going to do it. Just a hunch. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Cheese-eating surrender monkeys on Oak Island. I'll explain later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
20 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We're live. Might as well take advantage of it. When you call me up, you get to speak to all of America. What should you talk about tonight? I have no idea. But I can tell you what you and I have in common with Brad Pitt and see if this is something that inspires you to make you go, you know, I really should share about this because this is really what it's about, my friend. This is really what it's about. You ready? So far at the Academy Awards, in case you've just been in your car and you haven't been able to watch, the only big award so far has been given to Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in America, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, a movie that I'm sure I could have understood it in 15 minutes. I didn't need it to be, you know, 4 or 5 days the way it was. And a tragic story. Anyway, he won against Tom Hanks and Anthony Hopkins and Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. Here's the deal. You ready? All right. Now you're Brad Pitt and you won an Oscar. But you're single. And if you date anybody, it's going to be the headline news of your newspaper. If you go out with Jennifer Aniston, if you touch her pinky, it's going to be the headlines of any newspaper. It'll take 10 pages of the Daily Mail. It'll take 4 pages of the New York Post. Therefore, he usually goes to these things with his mom. Good decision, Brad. But what could I possibly have in common with Brad Pitt? Now you go to the Oscar party, you go to the Vanity Fair party, to the secret parties up in the mountains that you get to by buses. I'm going to tell you about those parties later on tonight. One year, I went to all the Oscar parties, and I'll share with you what that's like. But first, let's talk about what I have and maybe you have in common with Brad Pitt. Now, you've gone to the Oscars. You look great in that white tuxedo. And you go into your home. You move the cat aside, the dog aside, and Brad's living a home at this point. He's living alone. Brad Pitt is living alone. You go home. It's like 3:30 in the morning, maybe 4 in the morning. And he's like, you know, let me just print out some of the things that they wrote about my little speech and the nasty thing I said about the Senate impeachment trials, because it seems to have caused some trouble. Now Brad sits in front of his big screen Macintosh. You know he has an Apple. There's no way Brad Pitt has a PC. He has a brand new Mac that they shipped to him. I promise you they shipped him a brand new Mac. It's 3:45 in the morning, 4:15. The sun is coming up over Brad Pitt land. His pool is starting to glisten in the morning sun. The Los Angeles sunrise is spectacular. It's amazing. And maybe now Brad thinks, I'm going to make a cup of coffee, and I'm going to walk out to the pool. He lives alone. I'm going to walk out to the pool, put on a bathrobe, and just enjoy the fact that I won an Oscar last night after all the times that I didn't. You know, he started it in L.A. being on Dallas. He was a hunk on the TV show Dallas. He didn't win any Emmys for that. But tonight, Brad Pitt won an Oscar. Wow. And they get to take it home. They don't mail it home. They take it home. He took it home in his Porsche. He's in his Hollywood Hills, Beverly Hills house, probably Hollywood Hills, overlooking the valley. He's like, man, I made it. I nailed it. Mom was proud of me. Everybody was proud of me. And he's looking up the stories about himself online. There's a story in the Daily Mail. Another one in the Los Angeles Times. Oh, and oh, look at this coverage in Variety. He is the man. Right? He is the man. And then this is where worlds intersect. It's where worlds collide, where you and I and Brad Pitt have everything in common. Everything. Because Brad Pitt, at that point where he sees the stories about him, the next thing he's going to want to do is print them. He's going to want to print them. And now he goes to Wi-Fi print. And his assistant had set it up. It should Wi-Fi print. It's loaded with paper. Brad Pitt's printer always has full ink supplies. You know his printer is, oh, even the black ink is always full. And he clicks print. And he hears, one piece of paper comes out, and then he hears ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, the next piece of paper comes out, and then he hears, and he's startled, because remember, it's 4:15 in the morning, and now Brad hears, and he looks over and he sees a massive pile of paper on top of his printer. He doesn't know where it came from because he's Brad Pitt. He's not used to printing. Usually he says, Alex, would you print this for me? Christopher, would you print this for me? And it's done. And it's handed to him in a leather folder, a beautiful leather folder. But now Brad is sitting there alone, just like me, with the printer at 4:15 in the morning. And the printer is laughing at him. At first it sounds angry, but then you realize your printer is, when it makes that sound or the paper jam sound, it's laughing at you. It's laughing at us. And it's at that moment, it is in fact the great equalizer of our time, the printer. It is the printer that stumps all of mankind. Because please notice that the wealthiest, most successful corporation on the planet, Apple, said, whoa, we're not going to make any more printers. And they said that in 1990. Whoa, no, we're not getting anywhere near that. No, 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 people love our computers. Every complaint letter we get is about the printers we make. We're stopping making that now. There at 4:22 in the morning is a disappointed, crushed Brad Pitt, a man who's sort of used to getting his way until he meets the ultimate human obstacle, the ultimate stumper, the printer. Nobody has a good story about their printer. Nobody says, I love my printer. It's great. I never have a problem with my printer. And there you, me, and Brad Pitt are at the same point on the finish line. We're at the same point at the track. We have to leave this starting post, and the starting post is the printer, and to get to the end of a printed document is one of the great feats of humankind, one of the great challenges of humankind, the printer. I had an Epson printer, and it made that sound, and it printed, you know, every 10th line, and finally I gave up, and I said, they're not that expensive. I'll go get a Brother printer, and I went and got a Brother printer, and now I have that. That doesn't print anything. The Epson printer, about every 10th line, blurry, terrible. The Brother printer, still not getting anything out. Still nothing. Because I'm no match for the printer. I can do many things, but I am no match for the printer. And there it is. You, me, and Brad Pitt have the one thing in common. There is no way that we can outfox the printer, no way that we can ever have a satisfactory sexual intimate relation with the printer. No way. I'm Walter M. Sterling with you on a beautiful Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, walking the red carpet tonight in traditional black. I think it's from JCPenney, though the fake tan cream is a little runny and very uncomfortable. But that's what happens on the red carpet, right? So us weather geeks turn our attention to this week's stormy weather. And it's another wet pattern too, I'm afraid. Again, no extreme cold though, so most of this will be rain. Wet tomorrow, wet Tuesday, rains pushing across the Appalachians, still more heavy snow in New England, and an expanding snow shield developing over eastern Arizona, New Mexico into Texas. A new low then forms along the stalled front Wednesday, pushing new rain up the plains and into the Ohio Valley. Quick clipper system will add snow to the western lakes, dry out west on Wednesday. Thursday, all this shifts east and focuses on the I-95 corridor. Heavy snow across the Great Lakes and a new storm slams into the Pacific Northwest. Friday, Florida finally gets some rain. Our Pacific storm flows on the northern track. But the big news Friday is that the sun will finally return for most of the country. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I am so proud that John Weatherby does this show, because he's not only a great meteorologist, but a great guy. And to have a great guy and a great meteorologist combined, I'm very lucky, very privileged. My number is 888-688-WALT. We're live Sunday night, live Sunday night, live. And yes, I know that the Oscars are going on right now, but what am I supposed to do? Not be on the air? And besides, so far it's 10:36 on the East Coast. They have only awarded one major prize, the leg lamp with the fishnet stocking, the Gene Shepherd story, A Christmas Story. One, they gave Brad Pitt Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which was an interesting movie. I don't know if I'm going to go fawning over Quentin Tarantino. It was an interesting movie. In the middle there, where they were at the hippie camp, I'm like, oh, okay. But I didn't need to see all that. Really, I really didn't need to see all that. But that's what it is. That's what our lives are, aren't they? That there's Brad Pitt at the height of fame and fortune. And by the way, looking sober, face not puffy, looking trim, looks like hoo-hoo Brad Pitt. He looks like Brad Pitt. Welcome back to the living, Brad. We wanted him to show up with Jennifer Aniston, but is that divorce with the witch through? Are they done with their divorce? God, she was terrifying. She was terrifying with the last husband, too. Billy Bob Thornton. Terrifying with him. I don't get that. There's some things I don't understand. But no matter who we are, no matter what we're up against, there are certain things during the day that level us out. When you and I hit a toll on the highway, that levels us out. But there are tolls in the highway symbolically all day. There are things that calm us down all day, such as when we have to get our driver's license, when it's a 12-item checkout line and there's the person in front of us with 92 items. These things level us out. And it's never the big stuff, is it? The big stuff is never a problem. It's the little stuff, because we don't see it coming, and it's we feel hopeless. Like, why can't I deal with the little stuff? Why is the big stuff no problem? There are two things I've had to deal with this week that I'm embarrassed to waste radio network time on. But these are the things that I've wasted my time on this week. They are profoundly annoying. And I need your help. And if you can help me, I'd appreciate it. You ready? My printers don't work. I have an $88 Epson printer, and it starts to print, and then every third line is blurry, and then another line is blurry, and I have done the nozzle check, the nozzle clean. I have done all of that. I have put in the cleaner sheet of paper. I have done all of that. And that's an improvement from the times this week where it just didn't print at all. It would push the paper through. It knew it was supposed to do something, but it didn't do anything. I went out and I bought another $88 printer, a Brother brand printer. This one doesn't print at all. It pushes the paper out. It knows, for some reason, it knows it's supposed to push the paper out. I have no idea how to fix this, and I'm not going to turn this into a incredibly boring fix your computer show. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to know how to cope with this. How do I cope with this? Who do I go to? I can't live like this. I can't live where I'm constant. I have a daily challenge of the printer because I have an 8-year-old daughter. That's enough of a challenge. And I have a 17-year-old daughter who isn't in college yet. Then the other thing I've had to deal with is this scares me. This leads to my conspiracy theories. I have a Verizon prepaid Motorola M5 phone. And I was halfway through a conversation with my sister, who blessedly is taking care of our father, who's about to die. And she's an angel. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking care of him. And never think that I'm not grateful. I am grateful. But I'm halfway through the conversation, and all of a sudden she says, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And I'm like, oh, gee. And then I started other phone calls, and nobody could hear me. I could hear them perfectly, crystal clear, pristine, but they couldn't hear me. Well, the mute button must have been on. No, the mute button wasn't on. No. This went on for a day. And finally, I went and bought another phone, since I use a Walmart prepaid Verizon phone for $38. I figured, well, I'll get another phone. Same thing. I could hear them. They couldn't hear me. today I'm nervous because I need to be able to talk with the studio when I'm on the air. I go to Walmart, I buy another prepaid phone. And what happened? Again, it sounded like I was underwater to the people at the other end of the phone, but I could hear them perfectly. And now I'm like, whoa. Why is this? And then I look at the Verizon outage map, and the Verizon outage map shows where I live is all in purple, and much of the country is all in purple, and there's trouble everywhere. But that's been true for a week. And remember, I bought three phones to fix this. Well, you should call Verizon Customer Service. Really? You call Verizon Customer Service. You invest 10 years of your life on hold. You go ahead and do that and then not have the... But it doesn't matter because nobody could hear me. Who could hear me? Nobody be able to hear me. But I'm like, wait a minute. Have I been singled out to not be heard? Have I been singled out to not be heard? That's, what do I do? I need your advice. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all-girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Plus, you and I are going to hear more clips from great movies, movies we've actually heard of. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-9258. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the masterpiece known as Sterling on Sunday. What a great Sterling on Sunday. I'm so glad you're with us tonight. Let me share with you one of the most horrifying things that ever happened to me. I came home, and I had a peephole in my door, in my front door, my steel case door. And I came home, and where the peephole used to be was a big hole. And the steel had been rolled back as though it was paper. Somebody had taken I don't know what, slammed it through the peephole, and rolled back the steel as though it was paper. And then they put their hand through my door, unlocked the locks, and stole what? The TV. All that effort for stealing the TV. But if I had had a Blink security camera, I would have seen that happening, and I would have been able to take action to stop it. Now, where do you need a Blink security camera? Over a million Blink customers use their cameras in really smart ways, like helping protect deliveries till they get home. You get those boxes, they put them in front of your home. What is that? It's an invitation to say, come and get this box. Here, I have a holiday box for you. Come to our front door and take this box. Imagine putting down valuable things in front of your home and with no protection. Or to sleep better when traveling, knowing your Blink cameras are helping keep the family safe. How about alerting you when the kids get home from school? You'll be able to finally know exactly when they really get home from school. Or sending a Blink camera to grandparents to help them stay safe. Blink outdoor indoor cameras are motion activated. When they detect something, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip. This has no wires. You just put the cameras where you want. It connects to an app which you can see on your phone. Systems start at just $79.99. So where do you think you need a Blink camera? Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. blinkprotect.com/Walter. It's also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. I am so grateful that you are listening tonight. I love being on the radio with you. All the grown-ups are in bed. Isn't that the best part? It's just you and me. And I love the fact that you send me Sterling snaps, pictures of what you're looking at right now. You have an overpriced cell phone. Take a picture of it and email me the picture, waltermsterling@gmail.com. That's my email address, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Now, I post them every week on my Facebook account, which is also Walter M. Sterling. I put up a whole bunch this week. In fact, I changed the header photo to one that you sent me because it blew me away. It was great. James Cardacci has already sent me one. Louis DiCrescenzo has already sent me one tonight. I didn't even ask, so thank you. That shows engagement. Hello, Mr. Advertiser. It proves that we have engagement at Sterling on Sunday. Take a snap of what you're looking at. Email it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I need your help. I have two real-world pain-in-the-butt problems. One is my Wi-Fi printers just aren't working. One just pumps out blank pages. That's the Brother printer. And the other is an Epson printer that pumps out blurry sentences every fifth line. They both push out paper, but they don't print anything, which means we have an anemic show. Like, if I can't print out stuff, it really limits what I can talk about. Number two, far more scary and possibly sinister, I have a cell phone, a prepaid Verizon cell phone. Now, you and I are always suspicious of Verizon, no matter what. I'm not saying they've done anything wrong, because they could crush us like with a thumb. But it always seems there's trouble. And if somebody says to me the most harrowing words, well, why don't you call Verizon customer service? No, I won't be calling Verizon customer service. I would rather call the Kremlin for assistance. I won't be ever calling Verizon customer service, because when you call Verizon customer service, it's like you get a CONET signal. Look it up. And it's like,
our menu has recently changed.
Is there any company in the world where their menu has not recently changed? Why can't you keep your menus the same? Your big companies, you're run by so-called MBAs. Keep your menus the same. I've had 1, 2, 3 different Verizon prepaid phones this week. I've put my number on 3 different Verizon prepaid phones. They all seem to have the same problem. Nobody can hear me. I can hear them. The phone will ring. Data goes through. Pictures go through. No sweat. But nobody can hear me. They hear, and then I hear, Walter, Walter, what's going on? Walter. But I can't hear them. Isn't it strange that the same problem has shown up on 3 different Verizon phones, yet the same phone number? And I'm starting to think, well, wait a minute. Is Verizon in some way manipulating my communications? Is it taking over my brain so that I cannot communicate with others? And then I had this more extreme thought, probably based on a Twilight Zone. Am I dead? If my Wi-Fi printers won't print, and remember, I bought another one to try to fix the problem, that won't print either. No matter what I print, it's a blank page from both printers. And nobody can hear me on my cell phone. Is that a clue that I am dead? That I'm not actually here? Is that how we get eased into the idea? My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I'm sure I can hear you when I'm on the radio, because these signals go out forever. You know that, don't you? The radio signals go out forever. That somebody 30 million light years away right now with the right receiver will be able to hear Sterling on Sunday, and they will go, really? They were wasting electronics on this? My number is 888-688-WALT. Joey, the toner guy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Joey. Joey. Is Joey there? Hello, Joey. Hello. One of you guys want to... Oh, he sent me an email. Don't send me emails. This isn't a reading club. No. Delete it. No. I see. I didn't get it from you. No, don't send me an email. The only email I want is a picture of what you're looking at right now. If you want to communicate with me, please call 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all-girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
All right, and now let's celebrate actually great movies. This was one of the most brilliant scenes ever in any movie ever in the history of man.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Briar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard better acting? It's amazing.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Briar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
She'll be sweating. Do you know what movie that was? I'll tell you in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling. It's Oscar night. We're celebrating scenes that I like. Plus, when you call in, I'm going to ask you, what are you wearing on the red carpet? We will have a special report from the red carpet. We will have red carpet reports that no other radio show has. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I know that you're driving. You're driving an Uber, a Lyft, public transportation, 18-wheelers across the country. Keith Mortensen, you're in the hospital. I hope you get better. And therefore, the big announcements, the big awards, I'll share those with you coming up in just seconds. We have a lot to do tonight. We have a tremendous amount to do. Caroline in Lake City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Caroline. What's up?
Well, I was, I think I know the name, the person who's in that voice clip you have about the girl band.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Who's that?
Is it Courtney Love?
You know, I don't mean to be mean. I don't think Courtney's ever sounded that coherent. Do you? This is very
yeah, you're probably right.
this is a very coherent person.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Caroline, what are you wearing tonight on the red carpet?
Well, I'm wearing Valentino, of course. No, actually, I'm in my pajama pants. And you're, that's
and
what I'm wearing.
What's on your feet? They're beautiful shoes.
Oh, they're invisible, Dior's. They're invisible who, slippers, yes, I'm barefooted.
And who did your hair, Caroline?
My husband.
Caroline, you're a great sport. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday from Lake City, Florida. It's exciting to be with you on the open road. Isn't this the best way to communicate? We get to share the intimacies of our lives without actually having to see each other or dressing up. My number is 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? For most of us, it'll be bad. Yep. Rain, thunder, more wintry weather setting up with the next slow-moving system crossing the country. In fact, it's easier to tell you where there will be no problems. Florida, Central Plains, most of the West Coast. Now for the rest of us poor souls, tomorrow will be icy from New York City northward, accumulating snow for New England that will wreck the morning commute. Then it's all rain from PA to TX, in fact, past Texas, back to the desert southwest, and some damaging thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast. So the Carolina-Georgia coast will be dry and warm. No worries across Florida, Kansas, northward to Canada, and most of the Great Lakes, no problems there either. And then Northern California to Vancouver will be fine. Actually, there's no extreme cold to worry about either. Just pack your rain gear, and if this works out, most of us, while we say goodbye to the sun, will say hello, sunshine, by next Friday. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, coming up on part two of Florida Stories, just some really sick stuff that includes the word foreskin, okay? Can I just leave it at that? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
All right, it's 7 past the hour. I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. This is Oscar night. I'm keeping track of all the big awards for you. So far, there have been strange anime awards and one Best Supporting Actor award. That was given to Brad Pitt, who got sober. Puffiness went away. Isn't there with Jennifer Aniston. But I believe his life is very much like ours. Even though you imagine his life is very different than yours, I think it's very much like ours. Plus, we're going to share amazing scenes from the best movies ever, none of which were nominated this year.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Briar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
That movie changed my life because it validated where I lived, where I was raised, and I saw it at exactly the right age. My big challenge this week is the fact that my cell phone will not work. I've bought 3 new cell phones, and every time I change, I put the number on the new cell phones, and I can hear you, but you can't hear me. 3 different phones. Verizon, not, you know, strange-o phone company, Verizon. And I have 2 printers, neither of which will work. They'll pump out the paper, so they're getting a signal on the Wi-Fi, but they're not printing. Joey, the toner guy at KXNT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Mr. Sterling. Thanks for taking my call. My experience with printers is that if you're using an inkjet printer and you make a lot of copies, if you use it a lot, you're better off using a laser jet printer. They're more efficient. They're more expensive, but in the long run, you'll spend a lot less money because if you go through a lot of junky inkjet printers and you're paying like $100 for each one and you go through 3 or 4 of them, that's $400 down the drain as opposed to just spending $300 on a quality Hewlett-Packard laser jet printer, and that'll be the last printer you'll ever have to buy, and I guarantee you won't have all those problems.
Are they in color?
Yes, they're in color, Wi-Fi, everything. And it's I sell copier supplies and copiers for
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, so I can tell you right now that inkjet printers, they sell them just to sell the cartridges because the companies that sell them, they make a ton of money off those cartridges because you go through them so much. With a laser jet printer, a toner cartridge may cost you about $80 or $90 for the cartridge, but that one cartridge can last you like 6 months to a year depending on the amount of copies you make.
Joe, you'll love this. You ready? I did own a laser printer. I owned the last printer made by Apple. It was on Apple Talk. And it was $6,000. And it was 6 tons.
Was that back when Fred Flintstone was your next door neighbor?
Fred hadn't been born yet. He hadn't been born yet. Here's the mystery voice there, Joe.
No matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all-girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Who do you think that is?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
No, it's a good guess. Taylor's 30 now, so she's out of the picture. We have no interest in her anymore because we're horrible men. Now, listen, what are you wearing tonight on the red carpet?
I'm wearing my Joey the Toner Guy blue work shirt, and I'm on my computer right now printing up invoices and emailing my customers, catching up early for next week's, workload.
Joey, I appreciate you listening to KXNT and Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very, very much. It's good to talk to like a guy who has a job and who's, you know, he's ambulatory. John in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
So we asked about this. I'm on the Kansas side in Kansas City. We wow. are Chiefs of Missouri. Kansas is not the Chiefs, like Trump said.
Hysterical. How may I be yes. of service to you, John?
So I can answer your question.
Which one?
So I'm old enough to know that back in the 60s, there were lots of girl bands on Motown, but in today's day and age,
no matter how hard you try to fight against that, people see all girl bands in this little select kind of novel way.
Who is that?
That's Belinda Carlisle.
You say that's Belinda Carlisle?
Yeah, from the Go-Go's.
It's not. It's not.
Yes, now, it has to be.
It doesn't have to be, and
no,
it's not.
It's the Bangles girl.
You get one guess, John. You get one guess. Now, would you like, if you get one guess, would you like to tell me what you're wearing tonight on the red carpet?
I'm wearing a Kansas Jayhawk tight shirt and tight shorts.
Are you ripped, John?
Yes.
Fantastico. Fantastico. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Let's celebrate one of the great scenes ever in the history of movies, because these movies they're showing tonight on the Oscars, nobody saw these. And the ones that should have been nominated for Best Picture, such as Frozen, it's not there.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Briar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. It's spectacular to be together in the 18-wheeler. In the in your car, in the minivan. But what the hell are those hatchbacks? What are those? Those are the ugliest things. I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at a car and it says Porsche. I'm like, Porsche? That's a hatchback. Porsche makes a hatchback? Shame on them. This is Sterling on Sunday. Aren't we having a good time? All right. The only thing that could ruin our good time is if it hurts to move our joints, you know, if we stand up too fast and our back hurts. It's not necessary anymore. What I found is a great product that has solved my problems with my joints in my hand and in my thumbs and in my feet. It's CBD products. They're made from the hemp plant. They don't make you high. They're not illegal. The police aren't going to come. All they do is remove your pain. But I learned that where you get your CBD products matters. You don't want to get them in the mall. You don't want to get them from a cart in the mall or somebody on the corner. No, no, you don't want that. You want it from a professional company that tests the products, filters the products properly, has hundreds of thousands of customers. That's CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. CB Distillery has not one hemp product. Not one CBD product. They have dozens. They have oils and lotions in extraordinarily different dosages. They have salves. They have CBD products in a stick that you can just rub it on your thumbs. Maybe you're on the bus or the subway, you're driving to work. You just rub it right on your hand with a stick, like you know, one of those sticks you use on your mouth. It's a great company. And they'll give you a terrific discount if you go to cbdistillery.com and put in the promo code Walter. Now, two things happen when you put in the promo code Walter. The first thing is you get 20% off. The second thing is I get credit for sharing this information with you. And when your pain goes away, when your pain lifts from your body, as it did from mine, you will say, oh, thank you, Walter. How do I thank you? It's by putting my name in the promo code, cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
It's nighttime, and that means that when we hear a strange sound outside, it's like, oh, I don't really want to know. I wish something else could look. And you know what can look for you now is a Blink security camera. These are wireless cameras that lets you see what's going on right on an app. You don't have it connected to a central office or wires or anything. Over a million Blink customers use their cameras in really smart ways, like helping protect deliveries when they get home, or to sleep better when traveling, knowing your Blink cameras are helping keep your family safe. How about alerting you when kids get home from school? Blink indoor-outdoor cameras are motion-activated. When they detect something, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip, and the Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you speak to the person from your smartphone. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? They're wire-free, set up fast, run on two lithium batteries for 2 years. So where do you need a Blink camera? Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. It's an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. 888-688-WALT. Everybody's very excited because it's Oscar night, featuring the greatest audio from the best movies ever.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Bar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible, so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
Irving in Philadelphia, listening on the great WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Walter. I was just thinking maybe I can help you with your cell phone problem.
Yes,
do you like some help?
Do you think it's Verizon blocking my voice? Is Verizon blocking my voice?
No. Take out one of your cell phones. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. Open it. When you have one of these, that you have to open up just to start working on it?
Yes.
Okay. Open it up.
Yes.
Look on the side of your cell phone and see if you have a couple of buttons on the side of your cell phone.
Yeah, of course I do. I have three buttons.
Okay. Push the top button in and see if you get some kind of response on your cell phone screen.
Well, this is pretty exciting radio, I got to tell you. Irving, this is pretty exciting radio. Now, all I see is that it's I'm not really seeing any sort of response. It's just showing me that the ringer is all the way up. Do you have any other suggestions in 10 seconds?
No, I was just going to say that it's your volume control.
Yeah.
Adjust the volume
control. That's just for my ring. Irving, you're a nice man, and I appreciate you trying to help me. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
No, my guess would be Nancy Pelosi, but I don't think that's right.
No, that's not right, because that's just not what we do. But you're a good guy, Irving. Thanks very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. So remember the rule about the mystery voice. The rule about the mystery voice is that it is never a political figure, and it is never anybody who is dead. There was a rash of Doris Day guesses about 6 months ago. Is it Doris Day? Is it Doris Day? No, but I think they were envisioning Doris Day late in the night. Hello, Ron, listening in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I think I know that movie, the first movie you had on the air.
Well, let's see.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
Which movie do you think that is?
I think that was a 1965 movie, Goodbye Columbus. And
it was Goodbye Columbus. Richard Benjamin, yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the woman was Ally McGraw. I'm not sure Ally McGraw. Yeah.
Well, then we have a problem, my friend. How could you forget Ally McGraw? How is that possible to forget Ally? Even at your age, how could you forget that?
It's been some time ago, and I sometimes get them mixed up with Catherine Ross and those other stars.
You're right. It's very similar appeal. Thank you very much for calling at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I need your help. I have two problems, at least, besides those mysterious rashes. I have two problems. One is my Wi-Fi printers refuse to print. They will not print off of my Macs. They used to in the olden days a week ago, but now they won't. I bought a Brother, and I brought an Epson, and it's a joke. And then I have a Verizon prepaid phone that's paid, and nobody can hear me. And then I bought another one, and nobody can hear me. And then I bought another one, and nobody can hear me, but they're on the same phone number. I kept porting the phone number. And therefore, I'm wondering, is Verizon purposely garbling my speech? Is Verizon on purpose garbling my speech? I don't know what to do, because if anybody says to me, well, you know, you call a Verizon customer service, does that sound like a good plan for you for your day? Does that sound like the way you want to spend your day? Not to me. Not to me. Gary Arnell's coming up in just seconds. He will have all of the major Oscar awards. Now, he's going to try to drag it out to get more airtime. He's going to try to drag it out, you know, with best film direction of a foreign film in animation in Japan. That's not what we want, do we? Look at that. Nashville, Tennessee. Mark, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, at 888-688-688. WALT is my phone number, 888-688-9258. Hello, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that the mystery voices, I knew it wasn't Ellen Page, but I thought Ally McGraw sounds a bit like Ellen Page. But what I call for, could I take a few seconds of your valuable airtime to recommend a movie? Kirk Douglas just died. And one of his greatest films, a film that many, many people don't know about, but many people will be glad that they know about if they bother to see it, is Lonely Are the Brave. And it's a 1962 film with Kirk Douglas as a modern-day cowboy. Walter Matthau has an outstanding role as a sheriff chasing Kirk Douglas, who is trying to escape across the mountains. It's an absolutely fabulous movie, and anyone who takes the trouble to see it will agree, I think. And I've done your listeners a good service just by saying that.
Mark, what are you wearing tonight on the red carpet?
I'm wearing my Kmart sneakers and my Head sweatpants and my nondescript sweatshirt. Doesn't even have a... Oh, it's the Fruit of the Loom sweatshirt.
Ah, excellent. Label or no label?
Label or no label?
Yeah, there are Fruit of the Loom sweatshirts, I'm sorry, T-shirts, that have a label in the back and some that do not.
Oh, it just says sweat. It just says Fruit of the Loom.
That's good.
It.
Somebody finally, after 100 years, figured out that those labels bothered us. I'm very grateful for that. You live in Nashville?
Yeah. Lonely or the Brave? A great movie.
No, answer my questions. You live in Nashville?
Yeah.
Where do I get ribs?
Where do you get Ritz?
Where do I get ribs? R-I-B-S.
Oh, you know what? I don't eat out. It's almost religious with me. When you eat out, you're paying for temporary servants. And I don't need to spend...
Oh, you've upset the monkey. I'm sorry, you've upset the monkey. Thank you for your call, Mark. Thank you. Let me feed the monkey some bananas here. Shut up, monkey. 888-688-WALT. That's my number, 888-688-WALT. Now, whatever you're looking at right now, it's time for a Sterling Snap. Take a picture of it. I love seeing what you're looking at. And then I post it on Facebook, usually Tuesday morning. We get to share this communal experience with each other. You know, it's almost as if it's 1968. But I'll tell you what it is. It's red carpet night. Let's celebrate our experience on the red carpet. I have some audio that nobody else has from the red carpet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is entry number 38. This is entitled Red Carpet Special.
What's wrong?
That stupid red carpet. It's like Abby sabotaging our girls.
Abby and her props. You know, anytime she has a prop, it's a disaster. And the poor kid, she's pulling, and the carpet won't go.
But the red carpet has to get there.
They are brand new. Please don't misunderstand. They are brand new. They are not old. But designs comes from 50s, 60s, and 70s. The very first one we call Ushak Collection from 15th century. This is the style, is the Sultani Ushak Collection. Second one is the Nemrut Collection from Adıyaman, eastern parts of Turkey. Actually, 16th century. This is a Samsung replica. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the finest replica you can ever see in your life because this is extremely tightly woven. Let me show you the first one, front of it. Let me show the back of it, please.
More behind-the-scenes coverage of the Academy Awards coming up in just seconds. Audio nobody else hears. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. We're live on a Sunday night. You might as well take advantage of it. We get to bond. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, walking the red carpet tonight in traditional black. I think it's from JCPenney, though the fake tan cream is a little runny and very uncomfortable. But that's what happens on the red carpet, right? So us weather geeks turn our attention to this week's stormy weather. And it's another wet pattern too, I'm afraid. Again, no extreme cold though, so most of this will be rain. Wet tomorrow, wet Tuesday, rains pushing across the Appalachians, still more heavy snow in New England, and an expanding snow shield developing over eastern Arizona, New Mexico into Texas. A new low then forms along the stalled front Wednesday, pushing new rain up the plains and into the Ohio Valley. Quick clipper system will add snow to the western lakes, dry out west on Wednesday. Thursday, all this shifts east and focuses on the I-95 corridor. Heavy snow across the Great Lakes and a new storm slams into the Pacific Northwest. Friday, Florida finally gets some rain. Our Pacific storm flows on the northern track. But the big news Friday is that the sun will finally return for most of the country. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. I'm using an RCA 77 microphone now. We're very advanced. This is the best microphone ever made, and I get to talk to you. 888-688-WALT. Tonight was Oscar night. But you were working in your 18-wheeler, maybe driving home from a long weekend with relatives you hate, and therefore you didn't have to watch it. But there were some amazing scenes that never made it to that broadcast.
I'm done. That means nothing. It meant nothing. Please. Give me another shot.
Gary Arnell. Who won in the big categories? Like, we know Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor. Who else? Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary. Is Gary there?
Walter.
Yes. Who won in the big categories?
All right, in the big categories... Oh, boy. Listen, I'm going to give you an on-air confession right now. I only watch small portions of this. I don't know who won in some of the major categories, but I will.
Just like search Variety or the New York Post.
But I.
I didn't expect you to watch.
No. Let me just see so I can give you who the big winners were.
The big ones.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to get that for you right now. Hold on. Academy Awards winners. All right, let's see what we got here. We have Parasite. Okay, Best Picture was Parasite, you know, from South Korea. Supporting Actor Brad Pitt. Let's see, Original Screenplay, Parasite, Toy Story 4, Animated Feature. I'm looking to see some of the bigger names that were in there. We know Renee Zellweger won for Judy, Phoenix for The Joker.
She did? She won for Judy? Renee Zellweger won for Judy?
Yeah, Best Actress.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I saw that movie, when I was on my cruise. Yeah. It was the movie that they featured at the movies on board, Night Out. And I thought that she was absolutely phenomenal. I didn't think that she was going to take Best Actress tonight, but nonetheless, she did. And I just have to tell you, Walter, I am not, by definition, a big fan of these award shows. This may be the antithesis of what a lot of people, how they feel about these things. But I always look at these shows as they're self-aggrandizing, they're marketing tools. The red carpet is just like, okay, here's what I'm wearing that you can't afford, or here's what I'm... It just, for me, the whole thing is just, it's just folly. The Best Actor, Best...
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is entry number 38. This is entitled Red Carpet Special.
Yeah, I mean... what's wrong?
You know,
that's
the whole
stupid
thing...
red carpet. It's like Abby sabotaging our girl.
When they're picking Best Actor and Best Actress, Walter, it's all subjective. It's all subjective. It's who you think did
art.
A better job as an act. Yeah, yeah, it's art. It's like looking at a picture on a wall and saying it's subjective. So here we are celebrating these people for practicing their craft. And I just, do I enjoy watching a good movie? Yeah. Do I love going to a good concert? Yeah. But the Tonys, the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, I just don't understand. I will tell you one thing, though, about what I did see from tonight's presentation. And in particular, first of all, I will tell you this. Janelle Monáe, at the beginning, it was one of the best openings that I did ever see in an Academy Award presentation. Number two, Tom Hanks and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and Judy, Renee Zellweger. I love those movies, Walter, and there were a lot of great pictures in there. But why did I love those movies? Because they just restored our faith in humanity. And they were great pictures, and there was terrific acting in them on top of that. But I don't need somebody to stand on a stage and say, wow, Hanks, you were phenomenal in this. Here's an award. Renee Zellweger, whoa, you really practiced your craft and you were better than any of the other women in the field. Who's to say that? And so I don't really, you know, I look at them because I got to stay aware of the culture, the pop, this, watch the movie so I can semi-intelligently discuss it. But I don't know, am I an oddball, Walt? Because I'm not a big fan of these shows?
No, these are separate issues. I agree with you, and that's why I've discussed it the way I've discussed it, which is that I don't know any of these movies. There were no Marvel movies.
Right.
There was no Frozen.
Yep.
I don't know any of these movies. And then,
right.
And then the actors who they are celebrating, not...
Right.
Well, no, actually, most of them, they have a lot of problems in their life, and they really should be focusing in on their problems. And Pacino, Al Pacino looked like Richard Lewis. I thought
that's very true. He did.
You know, I thought it was Richard Lewis, but then I saw who it was, and I realized it was Richard Lewis's twin. But I agree with you. I believe that this is a lot of hoopla for a lot of nothing. And however, one year I did attend the Vanity Fair party, and I went to all of the secret after parties that are amazing. Those were great parties, and I'll share my stories about those coming up in just seconds. Mr. Arnell, do you have anything else for us tonight?
I have my, I just want to let you know about my website, GaryArnell.com, G-A-R-Y-R-N, like in Nancy, E-L.com. And somebody said to me today, Walter, how many times have you gone to the movies this past year? And I got to tell you, I did a little research. I knew it was expensive. I know, it's like incredible. I did research for Sterling on Sunday. Average cost of a ticket. $9.50 right now. Now, Walter, if you go to an IMAX, the premier seating, you know, where they have the couches and the lounge chairs like you're in your living room, you can pay about $18 a ticket. Ooh. A soda is $7, popcorn is $10, and that's without the specialty menu items. A family of four, Walt, going to the movies. Now, you know, you've got all the streaming competition out there, Hulu, Netflix, so you can do it in your own house. Some people like to go to the theater and take in the ambiance. I get that. But the average cost for a family of four right now, $152 to go to the movies. And let me just get one other set of facts in here, and that is the movie theaters, when they sell a ticket for $10, they make $5 on that. When they sell a popcorn for $10, they make over $9 on that. And it's the concessions where they're really making their money. But here's the final thing that I thought about tonight. My kids just went to the theater. They snuck in Junior Mints that they bought in a dollar store. At the theater, the price was $6. They're asking me, did they somehow violate an ethics or morality by bringing the candy into the theater when you're not supposed to? What say Walter Sterling about that?
I say I can't believe anybody likes Junior Mints.
You know what? I thought I should have had that answer ready because, look, I know it's not right to bring the candy in there, but my daughter has a special jacket. My daughter, Jamie, that has all these pockets on the inside, and they go to the dollar store, and they go around the corner, and they buy the soda and the popcorn and the Junior Mints and all of that garbage, and they stick it in, and they said, Dad, is that like stealing?
Yes, because you could afford a cruise, they can afford the Junior Mints. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. 888-688 WALT. Please notice, like a politician, he never pauses, so I can't cut him off. This is Sterling on Sunday. Well, it's a spectacular show. Our Midnight Misfits are coming up. This is Sterling on Sunday. And I want to share with you the fact that Valentine's Day is coming up. And the greatest thing that can happen on Valentine's Day is romance in the bedroom. Romance in the bedroom. The best way to have romance in the bedroom is to know that you're going to get a boner and that your partner's going to be satisfied. And the best way to do that is with the little blue pill. Now, the little blue pill used to cost as much as a Buick, but now it's a generic medication, which means that all of us can afford it and we deserve it. Don't we deserve a boner on demand? I think so. And with Valentine's Day coming up, that's what your partner really wants. Yeah, the diamond, but also the boner. You can get it at forhims.com, forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. That's where you get the little blue pill. It'll be sent to wherever you want in a discreet package. Now, the way you get it is they will put you in touch with a real doctor who will talk to you about this real medication. This is a medication for a medical condition. It's not a social issue. It's not because her perfume's wrong. It's a medical condition that can be solved with the little blue pill. The little blue pill. The doctor will then determine whether or not it's right for you. You have to go to the website to learn everything about the risk factors and the information you need in order to take the little blue pill. Go to the website for all the information. But then when you're ready to buy, if it's okay with the doc, you go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter for a very significant discount. Happy Valentine's Day. 888-688-WALT. Now, Randy Thomas is the voice of the usual edition on our show. And I thought she was supposed to be the voice of the Oscars tonight, but it didn't sound like Randy to me. Now, they can do a lot of things with magic. And maybe they did a lot of things with magic. I don't think that was her. I mean, it was sort of her, but I don't know. Let me see here. Chat with Randy Thomas. Yeah, I'm not going to go through that now. But, okay, so now let's see Judy. Hi, Judy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Do you have a terrible joke for us?
Yes, I do. How are you today?
Well, how is your health? What are you wearing on the red carpet tonight?
On the red carpet, I'm taking after Billy Porter because I think he's so good. And I'm wearing a long dress with lots of ruffles and big heels, you know. Big boots with big heels. What about you?
I'm wearing a...
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The red...
Yeah.
What are you wearing for your red carpet outfit?
I'm wearing a shirt that I got at Goodwill that's a Vineyard Vines shirt that would normally be $125. I picked it up for $8, but the buttons don't exactly match. But for $8, you don't get fussy. And I'm wearing khaki Brooks Brothers pants.
Very good. Well, okay. Now, Walter, did you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Diarrhea is hereditary. I did not hear that.
Yes. Apparently, it runs in your genes.
Here's another great scene from a movie that many millions of us enjoyed, but again, was not recognized by the Academy.
I would like to go once for the experience and to be able to say that I've gone. I do a lot of things just so I can sort of know what that's like.
Right.
I'm not sure that I would love it, though. I think I'd be, you know, like, oh, no, they're getting hurt.
That was Alexandria Desiderio. That wasn't a scene from a movie. That was an exclusive interview that Alexandra did. It was a weird thing. It was like she was on a professional prize fighting interview show. I never saw anything like it in my life. There was two thugs and Alexandria Desiderio, one of the most beautiful women who ever lived. And then we have this incredible scene from maybe the greatest movie ever made.
Listen, can I pick you up tonight and show you?
I'm playing tennis tonight.
How about after tennis?
I'll be sweaty after.
I don't mind.
Can I come see you tonight?
Okay.
Briar Path Hills, you know where that is? Around 8:15.
Okay, I'll be driving a blue convertible so you'll know me. How will I know you?
I'll be sweating.
All right, let's you and I talk at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I need your help. No one has solved my problem. My problem is this. Halfway through a conversation with my sister this week, my cell phone stopped working. She couldn't hear me. I could hear her. She couldn't hear me. And then I finally gave up. It was so frustrating. I got another phone. I went out and bought another prepaid phone. Moved my phone number to that. Again, I could hear the other person on the end of the line. They couldn't hear me. I did it a third time today because I had to do this show, and I know I needed to be able to talk to Master Control. Put my phone number on this new phone, and again, three times, Verizon prepaid cell phone, bill paid. I could hear them. They couldn't hear me. Then I started to think, has Verizon started to purposely scramble my phone?
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What's the deal with the phone? I figure maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe Verizon, because I'm a professional talk show host, is purposely scrambling the microphone part of the phone because they don't want me to be communicating with you anymore. All right, our Midnight Misfits are coming up. That means that all of us who have no friends get together. There's brand new research on what it means to our health about not having any friends. It's actually kind of astonishing what they learned. And then once again, and this has come out every year for the past 20 years, they think there's life on Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter. But this time, they're very specific about what kind of life is on Europa, and I will reveal it to you coming up. That's a lot of information. We're going to talk about the actual health effects of having friends or no friends and having frenemies. And we'll talk about the moons of Jupiter. Plus, we will have secret audio that no one else has from the Oscars.
This week, we are doing an acrobatic routine. Bully, I know acrobatics is not your forte, but your mom has stood at that desk and told me on several occasions that you have your standing back tack.
Oh, no. Chloe is not doing this.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, Abby, I refuse.
Yep.
Nope, Abby, she does not have permission to do
that. You just said that she had
it. I said that months ago.
Right.
Because
when parents come and tell me things, it's because they want me to work it into the number.
You know she is afraid of gymnastics tricks. She is not allowed to do it.
And I will share with you my thoughts about the Harvey Weinstein trial because this is Oscar night. And I think there's an aspect of that trial that no one's talked about, and I want to share it with you. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? For most of us, it'll be bad. Yep. Rain, thunder, more wintry weather setting up with the next slow-moving system crossing the country. In fact, it's easier to tell you where there will be no problems. Florida, Central Plains, most of the West Coast. Now for the rest of us poor souls, tomorrow will be icy from New York City northward, accumulating snow for New England that will wreck the morning commute. Then it's all rain from PA to TX, in fact, past Texas, back to the desert southwest, and some damaging thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast. So the Carolina-Georgia coast will be dry and warm. No worries across Florida, Kansas, northward to Canada, and most of the Great Lakes, no problems there either. And then Northern California to Vancouver will be fine. Actually, there's no extreme cold to worry about either. Just pack your rain gear, and if this works out, most of us, while we say goodbye to the sun, will say hello, sunshine, by next Friday. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys, a.k.a. the French. French giving up weapons and just running from the Germans every time they cross the Rhine. Well, the Knights Templar, French. And there are now signs, real signs, that the French were on Oak Island. The French, the Holy Grail, the Ark of the Covenant, on Oak Island in the early 1700s. On Oak Island, proven, swamp, digging on the swamp. They found a man-made structure in the swamp. It's a slab. Now, this swamp is widely believed to be designed by humans. What's underneath the slab? We don't know yet, but we're going to find out because the Leginas, Rick and Marty and Alex Legina, are not going to rest. And neither is that show pony, Gary Drayton, the man who brings everything to us with that metal detector goodness. This season has been amazing. This season has been epic. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
There's absolutely nothing on Oak Island. All the little things that they've discovered on Oak Island was with the guy with the metal detector. The 200-ton boring machines found nothing. The divers going down in wells, seeing something shiny, thinking it was gold, found nothing. I say there's nothing on Oak Island. You know what's on Oak Island? Gold for the History Channel and for the Leginas. The Leginas, those two brothers, they own Oak. They own like 80% of Oak Island. The History Channel is not paying for that equipment to come on Oak Island. You think that's what's happening? No, no, no. One of those brothers owns a heavy machinery leasing company in Chicago. When you don't see him on, he's the one without the weird beard. When you don't see him on a given episode, that's because he's back running his multi-million dollar company. He's really rich. The brother with the weird beard, he was a postman. They're not going to find anything on Oak Island. Happy to chat about it. 888-688-WALT. And I think next season will be the last season because I think they can string this along just so far. I want to talk to you about this horrible Harvey Weinstein case. Harvey Weinstein and his brother Bob founded a company called Miramax, which produced high-quality movies that used to win every award. And Harvey, about 2 years ago, started to be accused by every woman he ever met of having done something horrible to him. As a man, I cannot judge whether or not any woman has been raped or attacked or treated inappropriately. I'm not going to have that conversation. But I do have the feeling that the woman they put up on trial this week, the defendant they put up, not the defendant, the woman who says that he assaulted him, she should never have been allowed to testify in court. Because, well, here's the latest from Inside Edition. Listen to this.
The second woman whose complaint led to criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein took the witness stand today. A once aspiring actress who says Weinstein raped her after luring her to a hotel room to discuss a movie script. In graphic detail, she told jurors what happened. Diane McInerney has more.
It's a day of high drama at the Harvey Weinstein trial. A 34-year-old actress told the jury that Weinstein sexually assaulted her in a hotel suite in Los Angeles. He had me by both arms. He came at me, pushing me back, trying to kiss me like crazy, Jessica Mann testified. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He tightened his grip. The more I fought, the angrier he got. But she admitted that she later had a consensual relationship with Weinstein. I entered into what I thought was a real relationship with him, and it was extremely degrading, she said on the stand. He would talk very dirty to me and compare me to other actresses who he said would do dirty things. It was like Jekyll and Hyde. I thought it was going to be normal. Jessica Mann repeatedly wept during her testimony and could be seen squeezing a blue stress ball to relieve the tension. Weinstein at times put a hand on his head and could be seen mouthing the word no.
At times it's really difficult to listen to. You can tell the jurors are uncomfortable. And of course, the witness, Jessica Mann, struggling through the testimony. She left the witness stand today in tears. It affected everyone in the gallery. And as soon as the witness door opened, you could even hear her audibly break down as she left the courtroom.
To prove she was intimate with Weinstein, she went on to describe his body as deformed, scarred, and burned. What did you feel towards the defendant? The prosecutor asked. Her answer, when I first saw him, I was filled with compassion, absolute compassion. It seemed like his anger came from a place of pain. She said Weinstein also raped her in a Manhattan hotel in 2013. I felt like my worst nightmare could happen. Under cross-examination by Weinstein's lawyer, Jessica Mann read aloud from a blog post she wrote about a threesome with Weinstein and an Italian actress. An older man I was casually dating suggested a threesome. I thought, why the blank not? I said yes immediately.
Harvey Weinstein has pled not guilty. He says any sex he did have was consensual.
Why wouldn't he? This woman saw Harvey more than once. She saw him over, it sounded like 2 years. I think that's a girlfriend. She knew he was married. And then some older man said, why don't we have a threesome? And she goes, why not? I'm confused. I know that regardless of sexual behavior, Harvey is a jerk. Harvey's a tough son of a bitch. No, but there was no greater hell than working for Harvey. But listen to me. This woman is tragic. She stayed with him for like 2 years. In another report in the New York Post, it said, quote, to validate my terrible relationship with my father, I'm going out with Harvey. And here's something that nobody wants to say, and I will say. We all know, not this woman, but we all know there are crazy girls. We all know there are crazy girls. And these are the women who you usually meet in a bar. And then the next day they call you at 2:28 in the morning just to see how you're doing. There are sad women who terrible things happened to them when they were in their childhood, or maybe they're on drugs or maybe they're drunk, but their terrible things have happened to them. And the result is an adulthood where they deal with the world in a way you and I wouldn't deal with it. They usually have glassy eyes, and they look in the distance a lot, and their homes are a mess. This woman said that one of the reasons she stuck with Harvey was to validate her relationship with her father. This woman, after Harvey was apparently inappropriate with her in some way, went back. She went back. She went back again and again and again. And I don't pet Harvey on the head, I feel bad for him with this one. And where was the Rosie McGowan? Where was the Alyssa Milano in the courtroom? All the women who were, and the Rosanna Arquette, where were they in the gallery of this courtroom to support this woman? Where were they? 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Perhaps you can clear this up for me. It genuinely confuses me because I have three daughters. I have three daughters. And one of them is about to turn 18. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm live from my laundry room. I have the door shut of my laundry room. How do I know when someone's trying to sneak into my laundry room during a broadcast? I have a Blink security camera right outside the door. So when I see one of my kids coming, I go, get away from there. Get away. Or when I see a cat trying to do something they're not supposed to do, I say, get away from there. That's because I have the Blink XT2 cameras. The Blink XT2 cameras have a speaker feature that enable me from anywhere to tell people to get out of there. Like if I have boxes on my front steps that have just been delivered, I can see them with my Blink security camera. And if anybody tries to steal those boxes, I can say, get away from there. I will also have a video of who's trying to steal it, because my Blink security camera makes a video anytime there's motion. These are motion-activated security cameras. But they are not connected to a central office. They're connected to your smartphone on an app. They're connected to your smartphone on an app. These are wireless cameras, which means that anybody, including me, can set them up anywhere, no problem. No problem. Get the information about this great security system that starts at only $79.99. $79.99. So where do you need Blink cameras? Think about that. This is a great product. Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. 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 Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Oh, and the best thing is Blink works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. All right, now, where do you want your Valentine's gift sent? The Valentine's gift in the discreet wrapper can be sent to wherever you want. It's medication that makes it possible to have an erection on demand. An erection on demand. I mean, you waste all those monies for videos on demand. Why not get an erection on demand? You do that with the little blue pill, which is now a generic medication, which means it's reasonable. You go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. And they will send you the little blue pill wherever you want. You will first talk to a real doctor who will determine if the medication is okay for you. It's a short conversation and worth every inch of it. And go to the website, find out all the risk factors involved, read up on what's involved with this. Go to forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Mystified by how a woman would find herself in the hotel room with Harvey Weinstein, and then he acts in a scary way, and she goes back. Now, here's police surveillance tape. Listen to this. This is amazing.
I'm coming right out.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I'm
embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I do not. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time. What a joy that must have been for that hotel. Must have been the Peninsula. My hunch in L.A. Mighty pricey joint. Like $1,000 a night for the room that he would have had. But this week, his trial in New York started. And they put on the witness stand this woman, who is now a hairdresser, claiming that Harvey was horrible to her multiple times. I'm like, yeah, how did it go past one? How did it go past one that he got away with being terrible to her allegedly more than once? How could that have happened? That's the mystery to me. And the reason I want to know is because I have three daughters, and I have sat down with them, and I've gone over this story with them, and I said, now what happens is when a guy is a jerk to you, number one, if you don't know him, you don't go to his hotel room alone. You just don't do that. Number two, if he's a jerk to you, you don't see him again. Business, social, you don't see him again. My two daughters, the two older daughters, looked at me like I was insane, and basically were saying, Yeah, Dad, we know. We know. Like, are you kidding me? Of course we know. You leave. This woman went back over and over again. And apparently, of all the times she met up with Harvey, twice she's claiming that she was raped. Twice it qualified as rape. I'm sorry. I can't imagine anything worse. And it's not for me as a guy to judge that, not for me as a non-lawyer to judge that, just a professional talk show host. I feel terrible for her. But this went on for months and years, where she was put in a compromising position and kept going back. It seems to me she's going to help him win the case, which is breathtaking. But I bet he wins the case. I bet Harvey Weinstein wins the case. That's what we're talking about on Oscar movie night, the Harvey Weinstein case. Now, the other part of the problem with his trial is where's Rosie McGowan? Where's Alyssa Milano? Where's Patricia Arquette? Where are all the Me Too women to support her, to support the alleged victims? Where are they? Where's Alyssa Milano? Why isn't she sitting in that courtroom? I don't think it was a sealed testimony kind of situation. Well, this mystifies me. It really does. My number is 888-688-WALT. Maybe you can help me figure it out. 888-688-9258. Trouble with the board. 888-688-9258. Because if a guy hits me, I'm not going to get near him again. I'm not going to get anywhere near the guy. If a guy smacks me in the face, I'm not going to get near him. If I get in the car and I realize that the person who's driving is a terrible driver, that person isn't going to get to drive me again. Steve in Baltimore, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi, Steve.
How you doing today, sir?
Hey, sir.
Yeah. I agree with you all the way around that it seems like in my lifetime that you find women that are damaged, just well as some men, but a lot of women are damaged because all their life they've been kind of like, I'll say scorned for lack of a better word. But you got to recognize when a woman is damaged like that, you got to like move away because she may act like she wants you, but when after it's all over, guess what? She comes back and she said, like you said, for Harvey, they, he raped her. If I was on that jury, I wouldn't convict him at all. Because all they were just trying to get ahead, that's all. So it didn't matter.
If I'd be really interested to hear, thank you, Steve, thanks for your call. I'd be very interested to hear from a woman. If you were on the Harvey jury and you heard the testimony of this woman saying, you know, I went back over and over again for 2 years. I'm not laughing at her. For 2 years, and bad things kept happening, but I kept going back. If you're on the jury, especially if you're a woman, wouldn't you throw it out? Wouldn't you say, it's ridiculous. We're not convicting him for this. Yeah, he's a jerk. He's an a-hole. He's done terrible things, but we can't convict him based on this.
The second woman whose complaint led to criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein took the witness stand today. A once aspiring actress who says Weinstein raped her after luring her to a hotel room to discuss a movie script. In graphic detail, she told jurors what happened. Diane McInerney has more.
It's a day of high drama at the Harvey Weinstein trial. A 34-year-old actress told the jury that Weinstein sexually assaulted her in a hotel suite in Los Angeles. He had me by both arms. He came at me, pushing me back, trying to kiss me like crazy, Jessica Mann testified. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He tightened his grip. The more I fought, the angrier he got. But she admitted that she later had a consensual relationship with Weinstein. I entered into what I thought was a real relationship with him, and it was extremely degrading, she said on the stand. He would talk very dirty to me and compare me to other actresses who he said would do dirty things.
Yeah, that's a dreamboat. What a dreamboat that Harvey was. Keep going back to, you're going to take Harvey home? Was that her plan, to take Harvey home? I am not berating this woman. I'm just trying to understand this. Because if any man treated me this way, I sure as heck wouldn't be his business partner. And if I was a woman, I would run like hell. I wouldn't get anywhere near this guy again. Ever. But this woman went back over and over again. As a woman, if you were on the Harvey Weinstein jury and you heard testimony like this where the woman went back over and over again, allegedly being abused, how would you view the case? I don't get it. All right, let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. you can help me out with this because it's very scary. It's bizarro. 888-688-9258. That is my phone number. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a very cold night in most of America. And the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. We have a good time here. But this story, this Harvey Weinstein story for Academy Award night is bizarre. Thank you.
Sterling on Sunday, top rated among the obese.
Sterling on Sunday weather, walking the red carpet tonight in traditional black. I think it's from JCPenney, though the fake tan cream is a little runny and very uncomfortable. But that's what happens on the red carpet, right? So, us weather geeks turn our attention to this week's stormy weather. And it's another wet pattern, too, I'm afraid. Again, no extreme cold, though, so most of this will be rain. Wet tomorrow, wet Tuesday, rains pushing across the Appalachians, still more heavy snow in New England, and an expanding snow shield developing over eastern Arizona, New Mexico, into Texas. A new low then forms along the stalled front Wednesday, pushing new rain up the plains and into the Ohio Valley. Quick clipper system will add snow to the western lakes, dry out west on Wednesday. Thursday, all this shifts east and focuses on the I-95 corridor. Heavy snow across the Great Lakes and a new storm slams into the Pacific Northwest. Friday, Florida finally gets some rain. Our Pacific storm flows on the northern track. But the big news Friday is that the sun will finally return for most of the country. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go to Bradenton, Florida, where a group of activists have angered some local residents because they keep hanging out on the corner of streets, holding up signs, protesting, of all things, not protesting the war or abortion or the president. These are anti-circumcision protesters. The complaint is parents have their kids in the car and they got to explain why the guy on the corner in the white pants that has the blood stain on the undercarriage region is holding a giant sign. There's a picture of it, too. You got to go see this online. It says, "I want my foreskin back." You know what? And I think America is one. If people are protesting something as trivial as that, you know, like over in other countries, like where people are living on a dollar a day, do you think there's any anti-circumcision protesters who are taking time out of their day to raise awareness for the cause of foreskin? That's just a little bit insane. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, for our final Florida story, there's a fuss in Sarasota because a 107-year-old man just renewed his driver's license. He's the oldest driver in Florida. And some are complaining that he should not be allowed to drive because he's 107 years old. Excuse me, people of Sarasota, Florida. Look around in your own state. You've got insane hybrid invasive species of pythons and iguanas invading your state. You have animal attacks. You have Scarface in Miami. You have Deliverance in the Panhandle. You got Mickey Mouse in between. You've got corrupt politicians, incest, bestiality, drugs, theft, murder. And every once in a while, a space shuttle takes off over there. And you're worried about an old dude driving in Florida? Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, let's enjoy another clip from a movie that we love.
This week, we are doing an acrobatic routine. Bowie, I know acrobatics is not your forte, but your mom has stood at that desk and told me on several occasions that you have your standing back tack.
Oh, no. Chloe is not doing a standing
back. Oh, yes, she is.
No, Abby, I refuse.
Yep.
No, Abby, she does not have permission to do that.
You just said that she had
it. I said that months ago.
Right.
Because
when parents come and tell me things, it's because they want me to work it into the number.
You know she is afraid of gymnastics tricks. She is not allowed to do it.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Oh. Oh. All right, it's Walter Sterling. Sterling on Sunday. It's you and me. All the day people are asleep. Now, who are the day people? The day people are the ones who say, hey, fill out this form. Or, my favorite, you need to get in earlier. Why do I need to get in earlier? If a person is paid to work 40 hours a week, what does it matter when they come to work? Most of the time, it doesn't matter at all. But there's this factory mentality that lives in the minds of many a boss. They want to see you at work. The great thing about driving a truck, driving an 18-wheeler across I-80, up I-5, the great thing about driving a truck is they don't know. You might say you're here or there, but they don't really know. Sometimes the tracking device doesn't always work. When did the tracking device go into trucks? Now I have one in my car because Sprint gave us one. That enables me to know where the teenager is at any given time. But really, it's more a case of giving me diagnostics. When did they go into trucks? God, you must have hated that. When your fleet manager said, we're putting this in your truck, they're going to be tracking your every move. You guys must have hated that. You women must have felt violated. I would have hated that. But that's the problem, the big difference between people who work all night, midnight misfits, and the rest of the world, is we know what's important. And what's important is the vending machine filled? That's what's important. Is there seltzer in the vending machine, or is that drippy, flat soda coming out at 2:45 in the morning at a time when nobody can fix it? Is there food? Because they never seem to think it through that even though we have lunch at 2 in the morning, there's no place to go out to. And it's not really safe to go to the parking lot. Therefore, if you're going to give me lunch, you better provide the lunch. Why can't Hot and Crusty or 7-Eleven or even McDonald's cater where you and I work? I believe that lunch should be free, should be provided by our employer, and be available 24/7. The only reason to vote for Mike Bloomberg, he practices what I just said. That's right. If you worked at Bloomberg, 24/7 is a magnificent lunch display, is a magnificent food display. And he explains it to anybody who goes, well, this much cost a lot. He goes, no, this doesn't cost anything. You don't understand the model. And the model is that, guess what? They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Oh, what did I send to her? Let me try this. Found one. Okay, calling. All right, we're going to hear from Annie Witter coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. At this time of night, my midnight misfits, this is when it's, you know, you and me and maybe, I hope not, but maybe our pain. In the silence of the night, when we're alone, we can feel that ache in our knee, our foot, our fingers. That's when I know that I have some pain that I'd like to get rid of. And one night I looked online for a medication or something to get rid of the pain, and I learned about CBD products. CBD products are extracted from the hemp plant. They don't make you high. They're not illegal. You don't need a doctor's prescription. These are amazing, amazing products. I ordered CBD products from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. I put them on my fingers. I put the product on my feet. I got the balm. And it didn't remove the pain in a week or a day. It removed it instantly, instantly, instantly. The minute the pain went away, I felt lighter and happier. And after about an hour or two, I'm like, why do I feel lighter and happier? I don't have my pain. Don't you deserve no pain? Don't you deserve no pain? Of course you do. Of course you do. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. You will find dozens of products, not just one little sad bottle of extract. You will find extract in all strengths, all dosages, and all forms, in balms and salves and a cool little application stick. These are pure products. They've been extracted properly. Where you get CBD products matters. You're going to get it from some guy on the street? Bad idea. Get it from a real company. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. This is important. Enter the promo code Walter. The promo code Walter. Then you get a discount of 20%, and I get credit for sharing this information with you, and then my kids go to college. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, you and I can stay in touch at all times at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I have a spectacular Facebook page. And why do I always forget to mention this? I have a podcast. Now, you know by law, every radio host must promote their podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits, misspelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E. It wouldn't be me if it wasn't misspelled. You can get it at Apple iTunes or at iHeartMedia or radio.com. Midnight Misfits. It's a spectacular podcast. No, really, it's a spectacular podcast. Hi, Annie Witter. Annie behind the Annie the bartender. Hi, Annie.
How are you, Walt?
I'm excited to speak to you, Annie. Now, did you work tonight?
I'm happy to be here. No, I was watching the Oscars. Ah, what a night. Tonight is my Super Bowl.
All right. I just want to make one comment, and then I want to hear your comments. Annie, why am I the only man who seems to have noticed that there was a six-and-a-half-foot man who was bald wearing a floor-length dress as the interview? No one else seems to have mentioned this.
Why would you? I mean, it's the 21st century. That's what people wear now, duh.
Yeah,
that was Billy Porter, an icon. He can wear whatever he wants.
Well, an icon of what?
An icon of stuff and things, gay culture, Broadway. The New World Order.
Yeah. All right. So what'd you think of the show?
I thought it was pretty good considering that there wasn't a host. I thought that they filled in a lot of gaps that they would otherwise have if they didn't have a host. Like, they started out with a musical number by Janelle Monáe, who was one of Prince's proteges. They had Chris Rock and Steve Martin come out and do some bits at the top of the show, you know, lightly teasing Hollywood. And then the rest of it was just sort of passing the torch from one presenter to another. I thought it worked out really well.
Were there any awards that surprised you?
Not really. I think pretty much everyone thought that Parasite was going to be a big winner. I'm looking at my ballot here because, of course, I had my ballot. I would say actually, no, I'm just entirely too good at this. I got 20 out of 24 on my ballot.
Were there any outfits that surprised you?
I mean, Billy Porter, I mean, he dresses to impress, that's for sure. He was wearing this beautiful diamond collar necklace during his musical performance that I thought was really great. I would have thought that maybe someone like Billie Eilish would have gotten a little more dressed up, but that's sort of her look. I wouldn't say that this was a particularly exciting Oscars. But I think the big story is going to end up being that Brad Pitt finally got an Oscar for acting, and that Parasite, a Korean film and non-English-speaking film, won 4 major awards.
I thought that Al Pacino looked like Richard Lewis. I thought it was his twin.
I can see that.
You know, it looked like Richard Lewis's twin.
Yeah, with the hair and the hunch.
Right.
And the schnoz. I was thinking more and more that all these men that are walking around wearing sunglasses, you know, just like to hide their eyes to look better. Like, that's their way of wearing makeup.
Yeah, it was very strange. And I don't need to hear any more from Ryan Seacrest. I think we're done with that.
I am so over Seacrest.
So done with that, because we're past the Seacrest host phase, and now we're in the world of authenticity. And I don't think the man knows how to get there. I don't think he can do an interview that goes there. And therefore, he's dull upon arrival.
Mm-hmm. He's also one of them now. He, you can't turn on television, like, whether he's on in the morning with Kelly Ripa. He's doing shows at night on American Idol. He's hosting his radio show. He's producing other TV shows. It's enough. And by being one of the celebrities, it makes it harder for him to be an observer.
Right. The other thing, though, about Billie Eilish, and in case you're not familiar, Billie Eilish is this young woman singer who's, how old is she, 18, 19?
Yeah, just about 18.
She has this bright yellow streak in her hair, and she looks like a fishing lure. Her hair looks like a fishing lure. Like if she got too near the end of the dock, the big bass is going to jump up and eat her.
But she swept at the Grammys. I'm sure that's why she was singing the Memoriam.
Oh, yeah, the Memoriam. That I didn't get to see. I didn't see that. She sang that?
Yeah, she did a lovely rendition of Yesterday by the Beatles.
And then Elton John sang, right?
Yes, of course, Elton John sang. And between my friends and I, it was like, ooh, who's going to win? Is it going to be a black woman or a gay man? Oh, that was our big, we didn't know which way Hollywood was going to swing, but they swung towards a classic, and Elton John won for best song.
It's interesting that Elton John is now, you know, Elton John in his 20s, when he was establishing himself, he used to hang around radio stations in New York to the point where he was annoying, to the point where you hoped Elton would leave. And now, what people don't realize about Elton John, he's a brilliant businessman. He runs a singer management company. So he is Ed Sheeran's manager. Now, if Elton John if Elton John calls you up and says, I want you to play Ed Sheeran's new track, you're going to play Ed Sheeran's new track.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting 10, 15.
I don't even think that.
Go ahead.
You don't necessarily need Elton John to tell you to play one of Ed Sheeran's tracks. He's one of the biggest artists out there now.
You did,
but
the first time.
That's all due in part to him being represented by Elton John.
Yeah, you needed that call the first time.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
All right. So, Annie Witter, we're going to look forward to your report from the bar next week. I hope you collect some good gossip at work.
Oh, I'll get some juicy stuff for you.
All right. Thanks very much for being a part of Sterling on Sunday. This is a spectacular show. I didn't get a chance to tell you that my shoes are from Walmart. I know many of you have wondered who picked my shoes. These are Walmart shoes. They don't necessarily match, but they're from Walmart. And then, as I mentioned, my shirt's from Goodwill. It's a Vineyard Vines shirt. And I have these khaki pants from Brooks Brothers. It's a full ensemble. Who made your ensemble? But I know that the opening act of the Academy Awards was well produced. I'm very glad that Elton John performed. But, oh, man, I didn't know any of those movies. Did you know any of those movies? You and I can stay in touch all week. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It's great to be with you. If you ever want to hear any past shows to review it for transcripts or for depositions, all you have to do is go to WalterMSterling.com. WalterMSterling.com. Every show I've ever done is there. Every one of them. And I'm very grateful to James Copeland and to Lee Harris for managing the website, creating the website. You guys do an incredible job, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful to you for the fact that you listen. What's amazing about this radio show is that it is live coast to coast. That just doesn't happen. You know, network radio, they're delayed 4 days, but this one's live coast to coast. I'd like you to say a quick prayer for my dad so that he's comfortable, and for my sister so that she's comfortable taking care of my dad. You know, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, but it doesn't look like my dad's going to live much longer. But he is 93, and he had a big life. I say that he worked for Bell Labs and repurposed UFO technology. When I was a kid, the only business trips he made from Jersey was to Roswell. And then he said, "What? No, you're making it up. That's not true." "No, yeah, I think so, Dad." And what else I got for you? Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and we get to look at the pictures that you shared with me tonight. I'll post them on Tuesday. It's a spectacular week. You're going to have a spectacular show. Your good thoughts about my dad are much appreciated. And remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help. This is Sterling on Sunday.